its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. 7 years ago, a fire badly damaged the Lebowski Center, home of the Owosso Community Players. A major refurbishing project has been completed, and on Friday night, there's a grand opening gala to celebrate the completion of work. Current state Scott Pohl spent some time in Owosso to see how things have turned out. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. What's sounds like an exciting moment in Owosso?
Well, it really is. Now, the fire at the Lebowski Center occurred on the night before Valentine's Day, and a lot of work and a lot of fundraising to pay for that work has culminated in its reopening. The people with the Owosso Community Players are revving up for Shrek the Musical over the next couple of weekends. I talked with a few people involved with the Owosso Community Players, starting with Linda Keenan. Linda's a past executive director, and she served as a rebuild consultant. We started by stepping outside to the spot where she stood as that awful fire raged 7 years ago.
We did drive down here. It was a terrible, terrible evening. There was a big snowstorm going on. By the time we got down here, the entire stage house was in flames. And as the evening progressed, the roof of the auditorium caught on fire. And it was emotionally very difficult moment for all of us.
Now, Linda, you and I are across the street from the building right now. This is the spot where you stood and watched the fire.
It was very emotional. We've spent so much time in the theater. It would be like your old school burning or a church burning. It was very emotional. Of course, we're theater people. We're prone to that anyway.
So this refurbishing job, it's 7 years since the fire. Were there delays along the way? Why did it take 7 years?
It takes a while to raise that much money.
So it's money, not the mechanics of cleaning out the mess and starting with new construction and so on.
There were three phases. First was demolition, which took probably 6 months. And then we did fundraising, and we finally, at the end of 2010, were able to put up the walls and the roof.
How much money are we talking about?
In total, $6 million.
Oh my gosh. What sorts of things did you do to raise that kind of money?
Well, this community was very generous to us. And we also received some grants from as far away as Midland and Jackson. And we also were able to have a certain number of tax credits, new market tax credits, historic tax credits, and historic tax credits and brownfield tax credits.
Well, Linda, let's cross the street and go inside.
Okay.
Ah, that new carpet smell, Linda.
Yes, and you will smell paint, too.
Oh, I'm here for the paint smell. Nice. Thanks. I should have waited a couple of days. So, Linda, this would be the lobby with this beautiful floral carpet. Tell me what kind of shape this part of the building was in after the fire.
There was a lot of water damage. The fire did not reach this part. Part of the renovation is this carpet, is a modification of what the 1926 carpet was. The lobby has been expanded, so it's at least half again as large as it was before. We focused our money on two elements. One was things to improve our performances, and you will see as we get closer to the stage how we did that. The other one was audience comfort, and this enlarged lobby and the comfortable seats are part of that.
Well, we'll see those comfortable seats next, maybe.
You will indeed.
Linda, we've walked into the theater, and we're standing on the stage, and here's what I notice. We're looking down at an orchestra pit, so I'm going to be very careful, and the seats are extremely colorful. Now, why did you choose to have the seats in such a variety of colors?
Well, our architect saw this at one of the theaters in Minneapolis, and he really liked it. And so he suggested that we do that. And as you'll notice, the rest of the theater is pretty plain. It's gray and charcoal. And this actually brings some pop of color, lots of pops of color, actually, into this space. The other thing I'd like to point out is you see those five lights that are underneath the balcony there. Those also were the original 1926 lights that were renovated.
Has your capacity changed here with the refurb job?
When the theater opened in 1926, it had a seating for 1,200, but everyone was much narrower at that point in time. With the enlargement of the lobby, this theater will seat very comfortably 500.
One thing I want to point out is I look at the proscenium arch here. I see some exposed brick over here. I see what would appear to be bare wood that probably was inside the wall. Have we preserved, other than being painted over, some of the damage from the fire here?
Absolutely. We wanted this theater to reflect the history of the building. So we have the 1926, we have the 1950 renovation, and we have examples of the damage that was done by the fire.
Now, I assume as I look up that if I was here a few days after the fire, I'd be looking into the sky. Would I be right about that?
Yes, you would.
For people who aren't around Owosso much, what happened between the fire and this reopening in terms of any stage productions anywhere? Was there theatrical activity in Owosso during that interim?
Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, the night of the fire, we were 1 week out of performances for Beauty and the Beast. All of our costumes were destroyed in the fire. Our set pieces were destroyed in the fire. This community came together, and 1 week later, we opened at the middle school with a full-fledged performance of Beauty and the Beast. And in a large part due to the community of community theaters throughout Michigan who called us and said, we just did Beauty and the Beast. We have Belle's Dress and we have this and that. It was really outstanding. And we never stopped producing shows after that. We did a number of them in the middle school. And most recently in the last few years, we have been doing them in the smaller version of the studio theater next door.
I'm Ryan Bladzik. I'm the executive director of the Owosso Community Players.
Talk about the future of the theater. People may hear theater who aren't from Owosso, for instance, and they think that all we're talking about is theatrical plays and so on. Is the building serving other purposes in this community?
Absolutely. When you have a state-of-the-art, brand-new 500-seat theater that's had as much work and care put into it, the community theater is just one of the many uses that we anticipate for it. We're able to host booked shows, concerts, community groups. If you can put it on a stage, we want to have it here because we aren't just a theater, we're an entertainment venue for the community and for the region.
As you talk with people in the community, I would assume that excitement is building about the reopening. Can you tell me about how this community supports this building, this theater, how this community rallies behind this facility?
Absolutely. Obviously, through the rebuild process, the community needed to give support just on the financial and the funding aspect. And we have had an outpouring of support, both in terms of volunteers, donors, business partners, promotional partners, and from not just Owosso, but the entire county, and like I said, beyond, into areas like Lansing, Flint, all the way up even to Mount Pleasant. And that was one of the things that was necessary for the success of the theater going out, was that there was a swell of community support for the rebuild, but then also for all the programs and the entertainment that we'll have.
My name is Garrett Bradley. I'm the artistic director of the Owosso Community Players.
How long have you been involved with the company here?
I've actually been involved with this group about 20 years. I started on this very stage when I was about 10 years old and got the theater bug then. I was heavily involved with this group through high school, and then after I graduated, I moved on and performed, traveled the world for 10 years performing. I was actually on a cruise ship the day the fire burned down. I'll never forget that. And so I started to come back occasionally to direct a guest show, and then the opportunity presented itself. And so in January, I moved from New York back to Owosso to join my second family and start this journey with Lebowski Center.
And here we are kicking things off with Shrek the Musical. Were you involved with choosing Shrek to open the Lebowski Center?
Partially. The group that chose the show in the fall, last fall, and I was in town and offered some suggestions, but it was chosen by our board of trustees and our production committee before I was a staff member here.
Well, tell me about staging Shrek here. Everybody knows the story from seeing the movies, and people have seen the stage production of it. Tell me about bringing Shrek here to Owosso.
Yes, it is a beast of a show. It's a massive show, but that's part of what makes it so exciting. We felt that the most important thing is about this first show is it needed to be a show that people of all ages would love. We have a whole demographic of families that have never been in this theater before, and our community was lacking that for children. So we picked a show that we knew kids would love and adults would love. And we also wanted to make a splash. We had this grand facility, and we wanted to do something big and ambitious. And it has been a labor of love. Not only putting the show up, but, you know, learning our tech systems has been a challenge, but it's also been a great bonding experience. The amount of people that are here every single night giving all their time to this project to make it a success has been wonderful.
So what's here after Shrek?
We have an ambitious summer and fall lined up. We have a play. This summer we'll be doing Robin Hood, and it's a grand play as well. But we also have a mix of acts coming in this summer. We've got the Meridian Community Band coming over here. Ryan DeHughes, a local celebrity who's toured nationally, he'll be here performing a concert. So we have an endless, and then moving into the fall, we've got a large scale, I think, regional premiere of a musical that everyone will know coming here. And it's only going to get bigger from there. We're offering everything from musicals, plays, concerts, you name it, we're going to do it.
Linda Keenan, Garrett Bradley, and Ryan Bladzik of the Owosso Community Players. The Lebowski Center in Owosso reopens on May 9th with Shrek the Musical. Good luck. Welcome back, and thank you very much for your time, all of you.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.